been when the strychnine was purchased, he was doing his utmost to get himself arrested. And from that moment, I was equally determined that he should not be.
But why on earth should he want to be arrested?
Because we have a very curious law in this country that if a man is once acquitted of a crime, he can never be tried again for the same offence. And if it hadn't been for Monsieur Poirot, I should have fallen headlong into the trap. I would have arrested Inglethorpe, he would have revealed his irreproachable alibi, and he would have been safe for life.
But even so, he was actually seeing Mrs. Raitt.
Oh, yes, yes. They took harmless little walks together along the lanes at times when Inglethorpe particularly wanted to establish an alibi for himself.
Like the time he was supposed to have bought the strychnine from the chemist's shop.
But I still don't see how he managed that. I mean, how could he be in two places at once?
Oh, is it possible? My poor friend, have you not realized it was Miss Howard who went to the chemist's shop?
Miss Howard? In that black beard?
Who else? She is of a similar height. Her voice is rather manly. And remember that she and Inglethorpe are cousins, and that there is a distinct resemblance between them.
And do you think the use of the bromide really was her idea?
I am inclined to think she was the mastermind in the whole affair, and had been planning Mrs. Inglethorpe's murder from the moment she first arrived at Stiles. I fancy that she and Inglethorpe were already passionately involved with one another.
So, all she had to do was to introduce him into the household at Stiles and let him work his wicked will on Mrs. Inglethorpe.
Poor Emily. She saw herself as such a forceful character, but underneath it all she was lonely and terribly gullible.
But would Evelyn Howard really have the medical know-how to set up the poisoning?
Oh, no special knowledge was needed, my friend. All that she had to know she could have picked up from one of Lawrence Cavendish's medical textbooks. She knew that Mrs. Inglethorpe had a box of bromide powders and would occasionally take one at night. What could be easier than to dissolve one of them in her bottle of medicine?
And by the time Mrs. Inglethorpe had swallowed the last fatal dose, Miss Howard would have engineered her silly quarrel with her and left the house.
Ah, yes, it was a clever idea, and if they had left it alone, the murder would probably never have been linked to them.
What do you mean, if they'd left it alone?
They wanted a scapegoat, and decided to throw suspicion on John Cavendish. That is the sole reason for Evelyn Howard putting on the black beard and obtaining the strychnine.
So that she could sign Inglethorpe's name in John's handwriting.
I presume it must also have been Miss Howard who wrote the note telling Cavendish to go to Martin Spinney, or whatever it was.
And again, she wrote it in his handwriting.
But then all their careful planning was thrown into confusion because Mrs. Inglethorpe did not take her medicine on the night they had calculated she would.
Even so, it was pretty stupid of Inglethorpe to write that letter.
I think his wife actually came into the room while he was writing it. He slipped it into his desk and went off for a walk.
And it was only by the merest chance she happened to find it.
Mm.
Poor Emily. It must have been a terrible shock for her.
I suppose Inglethorpe couldn't have realised it was missing until after her death. But how on earth did he know where she'd put it?
She always kept personal and important documents in her dispatch case. Just imagine the feelings of Mr. Inglethorpe the following morning when he hears that John Cavendish and Mr. Wells are to examine the contents of the case and that I have the key. He panics and breaks it open. Every moment is vital. So, what do you think he does with the letter?
I am the foggiest.
Do not forget, the fire is not lit, so he cannot burn it. Instead, he tears it. He tears it into long, thin strips, rolls them into spills, and puts them among the others in the jars on the mantelpiece.
Oh, however did you work that out?
So you, mon ami.
Me?
Yes, you told me that my hands were shaking after I discovered that Mrs. Inglethorpe's dispatch case had been broken into and that I was straightening the spill jars on the mantelpiece. But then, you see, I remembered that I had already straightened them earlier that morning. So, someone else must have moved them.
And that is why you rushed back to Stiles.
So you see, Captain Hastings, we owe it all to you. But I'd better be off. I must see these precious cousins off to their respective jails. Thank you, Monsieur Poirot. Once again, you've saved me from making an ass of myself.
I do think you might have given me a few hints instead of leading me up the garden path like...